you know, it makes me sad that a lot of this is sort of like, well, gee, you know, I feel like so much of it is almost like lost. It's sad. But I think even this is part of God's plan. Of course it's part of God's plan. Miracles. Oh, I said that. Powers. I want to hit governments. Kubernetes. Pilotage. Then it's a figurative sense, directorship. It means to be a pilot. You know, and this is not government like we think of, like, you know, the U.S. government. No, it is people who are gifted by the Spirit in the guiding of the church, or the piloting, meaning, gifted in maybe moving in a new direction or you know what I mean, or whatever. You know what I mean, guiding in a certain direction or directing people. I'm reaching a bit. Pilotage, directorship, people, and not in just in the sense that that's your natural gift, but by the Spirit. Diversities of tongues, different kinds of tongues. Now, not all our prophets or apostles or teachers, workers of miracles, have all gifts of healing. Do all speak with tongues? Now, that's in the sense of like an ongoing thing, as far as that's their gift. Now, you know, but when the Holy Ghost came the first time, they all spake with tongues. But again, and they prophesied. But did that make them all prophets? You could say, well, that moment they were prophets. Yes, but Peter was an apostle, not just a prophet, you know. Again, and there were many there who were not prophets. And that's the point. It's like, just because someone prophesies once doesn't make them a prophet. Just because someone is instructive doesn't mean they're a teacher. Just because someone may do the work of an apostle on one occasion doesn't make them an apostle. Just because someone, and again, just because they get the Holy Ghost and speak with tongues doesn't mean they have the gift of tongues. In the sense of having it, just like faith. Now, do all have faith? Yeah, they all have faith. But do all have faith as like a gift? Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, that's the one gift everybody has. Do they? Some have the faith as a mustard seed. Some people got it like a watermelon. Or what's the biggest seed? Coconut. Which is the biggest seed, you know. Mustard seed the smallest, coconut the biggest. It's not a nut, it's a seed, whatever. Nut, seed. You know, these semantic games get crazy after a while. So do not all do, you know, again, not everyone has these things as gifts. Though anyone in the church may do anything as Christ wants them to do. A person in the church who's never done much of anything could stand up and prophesy. It's like Paul says, set the him that is least esteemed in the church as a judge. If you have to, you know, if it comes down to either that or go to the earthly judges. So again, covet earnestly. It means be zealous for the best gifts. That's where I get that covet. And it doesn't use the word covet, technically speaking. But it means to be zealous after a good thing. The best gifts. Oh, I want to be a prophet. Now, don't do it to the extent that you would fake it or to become a fool for the sake of those things. Meaning in the sense of like you start being presumptively things that you are not given of God. That's where a lot of bad things come from in this world. But he's going to show us a more excellent way in the next chapter, which is something even greater, which is love. Because love tempers all these things. We'll get into it next time. And we'll remember what we were talking about.